WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A federal judge greenlit the Trump administration's buyout offer to federal workers.
The offer from the Trump administration to federal employees: resign now and get paid through September, otherwise risk getting cut. Wednesday, a federal judge ruling that offer can go forward. U.S. District Judge George O'Toole Jr. ruling that the federal unions who brought the case lack standing to sue, and that the district court lacks jurisdiction to review the case because of a federal statute that sets out an administrative review process before the courts can take over. Dave Packer, ABC News.
After talking with Russia's Putin, President Trump declared the two leaders agreed the negotiations on ending the Ukraine war should begin immediately. The president talked with Ukraine Zelensky separately. One person killed, 10 others injured in an explosion of undetermined origin in the food court of a department store in Taiwan's Taichung City. Fire authorities say that among the 10 hospitalized, 4 had no vital signs. This is ABC News. It was raining with a low ceiling when the U.S. Navy warplane crashed off San Diego.
Both pilots are said to be okay. An F-18 fighter jet went down in the water off the coast of San Diego. A nearby U.S. Customs and Border Protection boat recovered the pilots. Witnesses say after a fishing boat got to them first. Witnesses saying the pilots ejected the fighter jet in a steep bank, hit the water, and a huge amount of water came up. Two pilots were on board and got out. They were taken to a hospital after they were rescued.
ABC's Alex Stone. The last moment of Titan. The Coast Guard has released a brief audio recording of what's believed to be the Titan experimental submersible being crushed by water pressure on a dive to the wreck of the Titanic almost 2 years ago. Listen. The sound picked up by an underwater recorder 900 miles away. The 5 people aboard Titan were killed instantly. The Coast Guard's final report expected in June. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Marquette ends their losing streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Marquette with a victory last night over DePaul, 68-58 in Milwaukee. The Golden Eagles have struggled from behind the three-point line. I asked Marquette Stevie Mitchell on why it's been that way most of the season.
That's just how the game goes. I think, you know, there's players, teams that can shoot the ball poorly and then, you know, shoot the ball really well on any given night. So, you know, we're really proud of the win today because we shot the ball poorly and we're able to win ugly. And I think that's something we struggled to do the past three games, you know, when it got rough, when it got hard. You know, we weren't resilient like we were today in terms of just, you know, finding a way to win anyway, not getting caught up in, you know, our missed shots, not getting caught up in, you know, things that we really can't control, and just doubling down on all things we can control.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Timberwolves tonight in Minnesota, their last game heading into the All-Star break this weekend. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Liam Neeson was supposed to be stepping back from action movies, but apparently the genre is too embedded in his DNA. The Irish actor just started filming The Mongoose, where he plays Fang Flanagan, a war hero being accused of crimes he supposedly did not commit. To add a little more macho to the fire is a character named Tanker, played by Ving Rhames. Michael Chiklis plays the bad guy and head of the Texas Highway Patrol who chases Neeson literally throughout the film. Don't give up on action movies, Liam. Very few people can do them at your age. Sticking with action heroes, actor Jason Statham has a new film in the works called Black Bear. That might be a working title. There's not a whole lot of information about the plot, but I'm guessing there's a chase and probably some unexpected gunfire. Now that's sarcasm. Statham plays a man who gets pulled into his violent past and probably messes a few people up. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Winter weather advisory continues. Another 1 to potentially 2 inches of snowfall before this activity winds down. Temperatures dropping to the lower single digits. Wind chills to 10 below. We'll see sunshine and middle teens on Thursday. Right now, it's 13.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Eve Galanter will be our guest as she talks about civics and civility and what we're teaching our high school kids and how you can get involved. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. So this is totally weird. Elon Musk, at the same time that he is gutting federal contracts, you know, I mean, all over agencies, just got a, how much is it here? A $38.8 million contract from NASA this week. According to policy analyst Will Stancil, he got a filing from a federal grant database. He tweeted, just got a tip from a guy at the FAA, you'll never believe, who is still getting new government contracts while all the contracts at the Department of Education and USAID and other agencies are being nuked from orbit. Yep, Elon Musk. At the same time, he's claimed credit for terminating roughly $1 billion in federal contracts just in the last 2.5 weeks. SpaceX accumulated $3.7 billion worth of federal contracts just during the years of Joe Biden's presidency. This guy's one of the biggest recipients of federal contractors out there, of federal contracts, of federal money. We are subsidizing Elon Musk. And what are we getting out of it? The destruction of the country? And now, this is insane. Marco Rubio has appointed this guy, his name is Darren Beatty, to be acting undersecretary for public diplomacy and public affairs. And this is a guy who basically represents American foreign policy to the world. So your face, your and my face, our face to the world of American foreign policy is this guy, Darren Beatty, or Beatty, B-E-A-T-T-I-E. So who is Darren Beatty? Well, Darren Beatty is the guy who responded to a series of articles in September 2023 about African migrants rioting in Israel, black people in Israel, saying the Israeli government could, quote, just literally round them up and drop them in the ocean, like the human rights groups, let the human rights group whine, drop them in the ocean too. Or, in May of that year, he posted on X, he said, it's not politically correct to say, but low IQ, low impulse control populations lack higher reasoning and moral faculties. They require strict corporal punishment and a threat of violence to function properly within a society. Instead of anarcho-tyranny, we need Singapore for the dumb and violent and Sweden for the more elevated. And then in January 2023, he was slamming, fight videos. He said, third world low IQ sucker punch fights over nothing with dumb animal spectators jumping up and down in excitement. He was fired, by the way, from the Trump administration back in 2018 for attending and speaking at a white nationalist conference. But now he's back. Marco Rubio just hired him. And he's really into making sure that we have a high-quality human race. This is called eugenics, the idea that that you suppress people who don't have high IQs or don't have good genes, the phrase that Donald Trump constantly uses to refer to himself and the white people around him, that you suppress their reproduction and you encourage the reproduction of people who have good genes. And then, of course, eugenics, the eugenics movement in the United States, which was widespread in the 1920s, was picked up by Adolf Hitler and turned into the final solution, the murder of, you know, 6 million Jews. So these are some of the things about eugenics that Beatty has written on X. He wrote, population control, if only higher quality humans are subsidizing the fertility of lower quality humans. Here's another one. The hierarchy of taboos is interesting. The idea of offering feral populations financial incentives for voluntary sterilization is completely taboo. Feral populations? I think we know who he's talking about. He was responding to a video of people in a neighborhood in Atlanta, presumably black people. I haven't seen the video, so I can't say for certain, but, you know, I think it's a fair assumption. Particularly given his little clip here, he said, when a population gets feral, a little snip-snip keeps things in control. We could offer incentives, Air Jordans. Right, let's just give Air Jordans to black people to get vasectomies and get tubal ligations. In May of last year, he wrote, pay smart people to have more kids, disincentivize stupid people from having kids. That is literally eugenics. He said, where do these population reductions conspiracies come from? All I see is trash multiplying. Incredible. Meanwhile, this is like the greatest trolling of all time. I mean, right now, the Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick's office is inundated with outraged phone calls from people going through DFW Airport and seeing this sign. And for those of you watching on TV, Nate will put the sign up on the screen. It's a very official-looking sign that is posted in the bathrooms, or at least some of them, at DFW Airport. It says, security notice, electronic genital verification, parentheses, EGV. Your genitals may be photographed electronically during your use of this facility as part of the Electronic Genital Verification, EGV, pilot program at the direction of the Office of the Lieutenant Governor. In the future, EGV will help keep Texans safe while protecting your privacy by screening for potentially improper restroom access using machine vision and artificial intelligence, parentheses, AI, in lieu of traditional genital inspections. At this time, images collected will be used solely for model training purposes and will not be used for law enforcement or shared with other entities except as pursuant to a subpoena, court order, or as otherwise compelled by legal processes. Your participation in this program is voluntary. You have a right to request removal of your data by calling the EGV program office at 512-463-0001 during normal operating hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then down at the bottom, it's got the seal of the DFW airport and the seal of Dan Patrick's office of the, what do you call it, office of the Lieutenant Governor, and then DFW Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. And people are just going nuts. If you want to see it, I posted it over on Blue Sky last night. You can see the actual picture of the actual sign that's going up. It's got to be the best trolling ever. I mean, it's just, yes, yes, indeed. Nancy Mace wants these genital inspections done, you know, in airports. So let's just put cameras in all the bathrooms and all the stalls and we'll check people out. And if the wrong genitals pop up, what, there's going to be a red light over the bathroom door out in the hallway, you know, at the airport in the terminal that goes off and a siren goes off, you know, whoop, 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 whoop. This is crazy. All righty, 14 minutes past the hour. I'm going to pick up your calls on the other side of this break. First up is Tody in Malta. Holy cow, in Malta. Tody, hang on. We'll get to your call in just a few minutes. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
is the Tom Hartman Program.
14 minutes past the hour, and I will be right back with you. Your calls, what's on your mind?
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types. They make up 90% of the collagen in your body, you know, in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. It's also completely flavorless, so you can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, and it's a peptide formula, so it's instantly bioavailable to your body. And there's no clumping at all. Louise and I put it in our coffee this morning. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, has over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. They even have an 800 number you can call and talk to a real person, get ideas about recipes and ingredients. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that you can only get with our special link, particularly on the 3 and 6 packs. So visit getnativepath.com/Hartman. G-E-T. It starts with get. G-E-T. Getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. And start your transformation today. And don't forget, you can get those special deals on 3 and 6 packs. Getnativepath.com/Hartman. For the land,
or kneel to the strong man with blood on his hands. He's turning our schools to his factory line, where history's twisted and truth is a crime. He bows before tyrants, he dreams of their might. He'll break every treaty, abandon the fight. He purges the soldiers who dare to say no. Will Republicans stand up or just let it go? So tell me now, tell me plain, will you break free or bow in shame? The warning is clear, the hour is nigh. Will you stand up or let it die? He builds up his prisons in lands far away, where laws have no power, where justice won't stay. He'll brand them the worst ones and lock them from sight, and dare you to ask if he's wrong or he's right. He'll silence the papers, he'll muzzle the press, till every last word is just praise for his mess. He'll call it God's will, he'll preach from on high, while churches will bow just to echo his lies. So tell me now, tell me plain, will you break free or bow in shame? The warning is clear, the hour is nigh. Will you stand up or let it die?
We're about 22 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Ann in Aroma Park, Illinois. Hey, Ann, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I think it might be a little, it's not getting a lot of coverage, but I think that the threat that Elon Musk is posing to our country is kind of being underreported in the mainstream media because, you know, yeah, the other day, I don't know if you heard the announcement, he wants to fire most government employees and replace them with robots.
Yes. Yeah, I've seen that. Okay. And AI, you know, they want AI. This is idealistic or... what's the word for, you know, a positive, wonderful, brand new world, a utopianistic right. notion that that they refer to. I don't know if Musk has used this word, but certainly the tech bros do. It's called a technocracy. And that is right. a government run by technology rather than by humans. And it, well, in my mind, that's insanely dangerous.
It's very dangerous because I read this article this morning in the American Prospect, and they pointed out that when you automate government tasks, they're only going to be as good as the engineers who do the automating.
Yep.
And so what do you do if it's a malicious player?
Yep.
And Elon Musk could very well be a malicious player, you know? And then just one other thing real quick. I don't know if you also heard Elon Musk yesterday saying how he was criticizing the federal government because they keep employee records that are retired in a limestone cave. Did you hear about that one?
Yeah, yeah, that's actually true. Okay. There is this limestone cave where they're keeping records.
But you know what? But Tom, in defense of it, you know what? I understand you don't want to have too much paper, but what happens when everything is digitized, property records, birth certificates, everything is digitized, and they get wiped out. I mean, you know, look at when conquering armies go into countries. I think it was in the former Yugoslavia. I think one of the first things they did was destroy property deeds.
Oh, interesting.
So I guess what I'm trying, you know, so I'm trying to say is maybe we need to have some kind of backup system. I know it might be redundant.
Yeah.
But I don't have faith in putting everything on a cloud because that cloud can get wiped out as well. That's all I'm just saying. You
That's
know?
A good point, Ann. That's a good point. Yeah, I knew nothing about this until this morning, and I heard a little blurb about it on television. and, you know, verifying that, yeah, they actually are storing some, you know, government employee records in a limestone cave.
Right.
I'm guessing that there was probably a good reason for that at some point, and maybe there still is. You make a compelling argument. And thank you. Thanks for sharing that with
us.
Appreciate it. Vicki in Georgetown, Kentucky. Hey, Vicki, what's on your mind today?
Oh, the red state of Kentucky. How are you?
I am fine, thank you.
Jesus. Anyway, just two things. One real quick. We need to relabel the white supremacists. They name themselves. They're not supreme by any means. You can think of something really clever to rename them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bigots, maybe?
Something. Well, something that that MSNBC and you can use without getting censored would be more appropriate.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is my question, and I'm hoping I'm asking it correctly without getting in trouble. Pre-Trump, before he was inaugurated, if the Democrats could get with General Milley, the Joint Chiefs, General McAfee, all these high brass folks, all pre-Trump, FBI, CIA, and all the authorities to stop what is happening to our country. I don't see any other way to get out of this. They're in the computers. They're controlling everything. And I'm afraid it's even too late for that. But I don't want to say the C word, and it's not female related. But I think you know what I'm talking about. They've got, I don't know what else is left to do. Malcolm Nance is, I mean, he's like, 50 alarm fire.
Yeah, he's beside himself right now, and with justification.
Yes, and I've been following him. I've been following you. I just pray to God that your station isn't removed and MSNBC, because you folks are all we have out here. You're our support and our hope. But my God, they've got to get something involved, because talk, granted, the Democrats brought it up a little bit, the temperature, but talk is not enough. They have to physically do something.
Yeah.
But get the people before, because he's purged so many important people. I know. We got to go.
Yeah. No. I get what you're saying, Vicki, and I share your freak out. we are not in a good situation right now, and there's at least two more years of this to go. I am hopeful that a couple of Republicans will step up. I'm not optimistic that that's going to happen. Sometimes you just, you know, like AA, you know, you have to hit bottom before you start coming back up again. Vicki, thank you for the call.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Egg prices up 15.2% just last month. Mega.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how How cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A federal judge greenlit the Trump administration's buyout offer to federal workers.
The offer from the Trump administration to federal employees: resign now and get paid through September, otherwise risk getting cut. Wednesday, a federal judge ruling that offer can go forward. U.S. District Judge George O'Toole Jr. ruling that the federal unions who brought the case lack standing to sue, and that the district court lacks jurisdiction to review the case because of a federal statute that sets out an administrative review process before the courts can take over. Dave Packer, ABC News.
After talking with Russia's Putin, President Trump declared the two leaders agreed the negotiations on ending the Ukraine war should begin immediately. The president talked with Ukraine Zelensky separately. One person killed, 10 others injured in an explosion of undetermined origin in the food court of a department store in Taiwan's Taichung City. Fire authorities say that among the 10 hospitalized, 4 had no vital signs. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's a comedy to look forward to, starring a rock star duo of Bill Murray and Kristen Wiig. The two Saturday Night Live alums will headline the cast of Epiphany, which will be directed by Max Barbacow, who also directed Palm Springs. The plot sees Kristen Wiig as an heiress who has blown through her fortune and now has 2 weeks to marry a rich man or lose everything and end up homeless. She meets Murray's character, who is a math savant and billionaire. Really hoping there's no sex between the two leads in this film. As of February 14th, YouTube will be 20 years old. The social media platform, which started with people posting home movies and personal videos, has turned into a global phenomenon and a major studio that even makes feature films in 4K. According to Deadline, YouTube just reached another milestone. More people now use the TVs in their home when watching YouTube content than they do on their phones. Go figure. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Marquette ends their losing streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Marquette with a victory last night over DePaul, 68-58 in Milwaukee. The Golden Eagles have struggled from behind the three-point line. I asked Marquette Stevie Mitchell on why it's been that way most of the season.
That's just how the game goes. I think, you know, there's players, teams that can shoot the ball poorly and then, you know, shoot the ball really well on any given night. So, you know, we're really proud of the win today because we shot the ball poorly and we're able to win ugly. And I think that's something we struggled to do the past three games, you know, when it got rough, when it got hard. You know, we weren't resilient like we were today in terms of just, you know, finding a way to win anyway, not getting caught up in, you know, our missed shots, not getting caught up in, you know, things that we really can't control and just doubling down on all things we can control.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Timberwolves tonight in Minnesota, their last game heading into the All-Star break this weekend. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Winter weather advisory continues. Another 1 to potentially 2 inches of snowfall before this activity winds down. Temperatures dropping to the lower single digits. Wind chills to 10 below. We'll see sunshine and middle teens on Thursday. It's 12 at our studios.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called the switcheroo, talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This week on The Rational Revolution, our dear friend Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner brings Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn to talk about January 6th.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Money back. So let me get you started with my special discount. I got you 20% off your first order. Just use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com to get 20% off and check out these delicious drinks that really give you the nutrition that you need. That's the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 20% off at fieldofgreens.com. They have multiple products, multiple flavors. You're going to love it. Fieldofgreens.com.
Roses are red, the markets are blue. Elon said take over, I said we're through. Trump sent a tweet, thought he could woo. But baby, I know a scam when it's new. Promise me Mars, a moonlit escape, but all that I got was a tax cut reshaped. You ghosted your workers, you left them to fight, then flew off in rockets. Boy, that ain't right. Like NFTs, goodbye. You whispered freedom.
Welcome back, and happy Valentine's Week. All right, so what's on your mind? Bob in Chicago. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hello, Tom. I have a couple things that I'd like to run by you and get your opinion on. Kind of trying to help the Republicans maybe vote with us. And that would be if somebody might be able to introduce some legislation on voting. I'm kind of having some brain fog here now, so I apologize. But voting absentee, is an absentee ballots and stuff where
mail-in voting.
They wouldn't know who's voting, against their will.
I don't understand, Bob.
Yeah, when there's, if there could be some legislation passed for, in Congress, the try to put a stalwart on Trump's agenda.
I still don't understand. Who is being forced to vote against their will?
No, not being forced. So there's no repercussions from the Muskrats. If we can get these politicians to vote against Trump's agenda with absentee ballots in the House.
House does not have absentee ballots. You've got to show up in person, I'm pretty sure. I think they had, they suspended those rules during COVID, but I think they're back.
Oh, it was just an idea. Yeah. And the other one was about getting the message out, what they're doing with Medicare and Medicaid. Give it something that these Republicans and these maggots can understand and maybe call it Start the Steal.
Yeah.
Stealing Medicaid and Medicare.
Well, those Medicaid and Medicare are definitely in their sights. I mean, they are trying to come up with at least two and ideally $4 trillion. So that they can give it to billionaires in the United States, so they can have another massive billionaire tax cut. And in order to do that, they're going to have to gut Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and now they've cut USAID, but that's just $40 billion. That's nothing. That's, 4/100ths of, 1% of, or 4/100ths of the total that they need. Bob, thanks for the call. Joseph in St. Louis, Missouri. Hey, Joseph, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Long time, first time, long time.
Thank you.
We appreciate everything. I was calling in regards to someone said, was wondering what we could do
as individuals. And I was watching Amy Klobuchar about 3 days ago, and she was talking about sending emails rather than calling Congress and the Senate, because the emails become permanent, and they tend to take notice to the emails more than.
Oh, really? Amy Klobuchar said that.
3 days ago, I believe it was on MSNBC.
Huh, interesting.
And then she said that's the best way that we can do something right now is to flood the zone.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know that there's a bunch of right-wing organizations that are doing that. You know, some of these billionaire-funded front groups and think tanks that have large mailing lists of Republican activists, and they're, you know, asking them to constantly reach out to members of Congress. I do that, you know, telling people to call, but I was unaware of the...
She said the other day she had like 1,600 emails, and they really take notice when they get emails rather than a phone call.
Okay. Well, that's good to know, Joseph. I'll reality check that with Congressman's Pocan and Connor the next time they're on the program, but that makes sense.
And the only other way is I'm 69 years old. I'm ready to go protest. Last time I was 8 years ago, 2016.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go again.
Me too.
So,
okay, good on you, Joseph. Good on you. Thanks a lot for the call, and thanks for the heads
Thank
up
you.
On that. Brian in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Have you seen any of the media reports? And I think they're going to talk about it on Pod Save America this week. But the popularity of the Democratic Party is very low right now.
Yeah.
And that's what I wanted to talk about. Even a lot of breath, I had to start my generator. We just had a power outage. But anyway, I lost my train of thought. But anyway,
you were talking about the popularity of the Democrats.
Right. Okay, so to me, you've said we need two healthy political parties in this country. We absolutely do, and I agree. And I think Trump is a symptom of how bad both of our parties are. You know, you have a criminal psychopath that just basically hijacked the Republican Party, and he can do whatever he wants, and it's amazing. And the Democratic Party are just inept, and they can't beat him.
Oh, Chuck Schumer this morning did not object to unanimous consent on the Tulsi Gabbard nomination. He could have dragged it out for, you know, another, I don't know how long it would take, but, you know, I mean, they're not even objecting to unanimous consent on the floor of the Senate.
Well, he would be Exhibit A for ineptness.
Frankly shocked. Yeah.
And, but anyway, I think going forward, I think the Democrats' message need to show more maturity and better framing. So much of it is way too simplistic, and when people in the middle hear these slogans, they sound foolish and unworkable. Like, you want to, like, often you hear progressives attacking oil companies, attack the oil companies. Well, people that live in the real world know that, you know, 95% of Americans are still buying gasoline. If you take diesel out of our economy will come to a screeching halt.
Well, nobody's talking about doing that, Brian. I think that
they're not talking about workable solutions.
Yes, they are. They're, you know,
they're talking about attacking the oil companies.
I disagree with your characterization. I do agree that the Democratic Party's brand is in the crapper right now, and I think the main reason why is because the Republicans have succeeded. They've been very successful at doing this, and Democrats have kind of gone along with it in portraying the Democratic Party as a political party that has as its highest priority supporting black people and queer people. And among white people in the United States, you've got, you know, about 60% of white men and about 53% of white women voted for Donald Trump in the last election, according to the exit polls. And, you know, among white people in America, there is a substantial contingent, about half of all white people, who are basically racially motivated, who are bigots. And so if you can portray, which Rupert Murdoch and Fox News have just done a brilliant job at doing, and the Republicans, if you can portray the entire Democratic Party as being, you know, kind of a to hell with white people party, we're going to just love on black people and illegal immigrants and queer people, then, I mean, this is exactly what Hitler did against the socialists early on in Germany. The first people that he attacked were trans people. That was literally the first people he attacked. And And then, you know, and then he went after the basically what you would call progressives today. They called them socialists back then. And so,
let me say this, okay? You know, bigotry and racism is as old as humanity. It's just another form of tribalism. That's the way people are wired. People are.
I know. That's why it's been so effective.
Evolved.
That's why this attack has been so effective. And Democrats have not got a good answer for this. I mean, they try to say, no, we want black people and queer people to have, you know, an equal place in society. But really, we want to talk about defending working class people. We want to talk about creating a society that works. We want to talk about greening the earth again, you know, and making and stopping climate change and things like that. But that message doesn't get through. And that message is not interesting to the media. And this racist, bigoted message that is paintbrush that has been used to paint the Democratic Party by the Republicans, it's just been very, very effective. Brian, I don't think anybody gives a damn what Democrats think whether they like oil companies.
Let's stop putting it into a racial framework.
That's a straw man argument. Brian, thanks for the call. 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your calls. Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and our freedoms. For non-religious freethinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today and protect the rights of freethinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman or text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff, they just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you got to stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on Earth.
That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make about 90% of the collagen in your body. You know, cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut. And it's also completely flavorless, so you can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soup, and it's a peptide formula, so it's super bioavailable. No clumping at all. Louise and I put it in our coffee in the mornings. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over a million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. They even have an 800 number you can call with any questions, recipes, ingredients. Speak to a real human. And best of all, Native Path offers amazing bundles that are only available with our special link, particularly on the 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. So go to getnativepath.com/Hartman. Get, that's critical, G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. And start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman.
I walked in the door, they said, watch what you say. But I knew the truth don't matter anyway. First thing I did, tore the watchdogs down, said the deep state was out to take my crown. CIA, FBI, I called them a joke. Truth's just a fire, and I love the smoke. Took their reports, threw them in the bin, cause facts don't count when you know you can spend. Oh, it's good to be king, don't need no rules. Play the strong man. Treat them like fools. Break the laws, just change the game. When you're on the refs, you don't feel no shame.
About 52 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Sandy in Sterling, Colorado. Hey, Sandy, what's on your mind today?
Yes, this may be real quick because I don't know how much charge is on my phone.
Okay.
But your opening rant today about sending postcards, I never know what to put on them. But I got this thought about a feather campaign. Remember, you know, the white feathers, mm-hmm. World War One that they give for cowards? Why don't you just draw feathers on the postcards and put coward and stand up for from, you know, for tyranny?
Yeah, or stand up against tyranny. Yes, I get it, Sandy.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
The feather may be, you know, a lot of the politicians these days may miss that that old metaphor. But, I think when you're talking to Republicans, you need to talk to them in their own language, you know, in the language of Republicans, and just say, you know, there's nothing.
I got Bobart for my representative.
Who's that?
So she doesn't stand up for anything except for Trump.
Yeah, exactly.
And
so you know, say something like, you know, what is conservative about gutting our government? You know, what is conservative about trying to tear apart Social Security and Medicare? What is conservative about shutting down research into cancer and you know, gutting the funding of children's research?
I don't think she reads. I think those people need pictures.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's probably true. Sandy, thank you for the call, and keep it up.
No, I have one more little quick question.
Okay.
Is the Equal Rights Amendment an amendment?
It depends on who you ask. Joe Biden says that the Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment, I'm forgetting her title, but the woman who runs the National Archives, who would post that, who would put it into the congressional record or whatever, wherever it gets put, says no. So I think right now it is not a legal amendment. I think that got shot down, and there's no way that Trump would honor it anyway. Sandy, thanks for the call. Phil in Long Beach, Washington. Hey, Phil, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I appreciate everything that you're doing.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Hey, a question. The Supreme Court, or if everything eventually gets there, all of these different lawsuits and everything, and they have their rulings, the Justice Department, you know, they're not going to tell the marshals to enforce it. So what do we do? Go to the military and say, are you really supporting the Constitution and we have martial law for what?
I don't know, Phil. There's no glib or easy answer to what can we do if the executive branch, if the White House refuses to acknowledge decisions by the U.S. Supreme Court. That said, Trump yesterday said, you know, I always follow court orders. I will follow the court order. We will appeal. So, you know, maybe we can take a breath. But you've got J.D. Vance out there going, yeah, let's ignore the Supreme Court.
So, exactly. I mean, to me, it's like we all need to be bad, be a dissident.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but then pray that he doesn't stick the army on protesters.
And we all know that he really wants to because he tried to in the past. Again, no easy answer. We need to reach out to as many people as possible. We need to wake people up, and we need to be demanding that our Democrats grow a damn spine. I mean, I continue to be astonished that Chuck Schumer did not object to unanimous consent on the Tulsi Gabbard nomination this morning.
Yesterday I was reading, and you know, Hakeem Jeffries and other Dems are mad at Indivisible and Move On for suggesting that they be tougher.
Yeah, how dare you? Oh God,
yeah.
So, okay, Phil, thanks a lot for the call. Deborah in Los Angeles. Hey, Deborah, I have a little less than a minute. You got a quick one here?
All right. What I'm seeing on Blue Sky is that there's a National Day of Protests coming up, hashtag Not My President's Day, on the 17th. So instead of going out and buying a cheap mattress, get out there and protest and yell and learn that there are 75 million of us. We lost by a point and a half. We do have leverage. You're not alone. Let's get out there.
So this is on Monday, and President's Day is a federal holiday on Monday, right?
That's correct. And they're saying, go to your state capitol, go to your city hall, go to your town hall, go to your Tesla dealership, go to your local Tesla charger.
Yeah.
Go anywhere where it's government or Musk and speak your mind. And I'll tell you, I'm going to be there. I'm making signs right now, and I'm going to be there all day Monday down here in Los Angeles.
Good on you, Deborah. Yeah, it's fascinating how many of these protesters are showing up at Tesla dealerships. That's incredible. Deborah, thank you for the call. Yeah, good on you. Thank you so much. We're hitting the top of the hour. We'll be back on the other side. Sonia Sotomayor says she has faith in court orders. Let's hope she's right. And the U.S. has given up our soft power to China. And boy, are they happy. Let me tell you about that on the other side of the break.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, we will recap the status of the Trump administration's multiple court cases. Plus, why don't Republican elected officials want federal cuts in their states? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Trump administration coming for so-called sanctuary states and cities. Attorney General Pam Bondi announced she's suing New York's governor, attorney general, and motor vehicles chief over the state's sanctuary laws, which, among other things, bar police during traffic stops from asking about immigration status.
New York has chosen to prioritize illegal aliens over American citizens. It stops today.
She previously sued Illinois and Chicago, and she warns they're going after others.
If you are a state not complying with federal law, you're next. Get ready.
After talking with Russia's Putin, President Trump said the two leaders agreed that negotiations on ending the Ukraine war should begin immediately. Once one of the most powerful figures in Illinois politics, a federal jury in Chicago on Wednesday convicted 82-year-old former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan on 10 corruption counts. This is ABC News. Another day, another protest against something the Trump administration is up to.